Imagine, if you will, an unseen war. It's unfolding right now online in the digital realm.
A huge flood of data, right?
Exactly. A relentless torrent so immense it could, you know, drown entire parts of the internet.
Yeah.
But here's the twist. The very lines between the attacker and the defender, they're getting blurry.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a battlefield where the weapons are often hidden right under our noses, and the targets, well, they're not just the big companies you might expect anymore. Okay, let's unpack this. Today on the Deep Dive, we are diving headfirst into the, frankly, alarming rise of what cyber experts are calling multi-billion packet DDoS attacks.
Right.
And what's truly unsettling, profoundly so, is how even the specialized services, the ones designed specifically to protect our digital infrastructure, even they are becoming prime targets now.
Yeah, that's a key shift.
Think about it. A cybersecurity service built to absorb attacks suddenly finds itself completely under siege. That's exactly what happened recently, an incident that really sent shivers through the cybersecurity community.
It did.
So we've gathered our best sources to really understand the sheer scale here. It's mind-boggling, and the surprising methods, and honestly, the disturbing origins of these sophisticated threats.
And what's fascinating here, well, maybe fascinating isn't the right word, revealing, it's not just the attacks themselves, but what they tell us about how cyber warfare is evolving.
Right.
Rapidly.
Right.
Our sources paint a very clear and, yeah, maybe a stark picture. We're seeing an unprecedented scale and a disturbing new trend. This isn't just a wake-up call anymore.
No.
It's more like a blaring alarm for, well, pretty much everyone connected online. It signals a fundamental shift in how we need to think about digital defense.
Absolutely. And today, we're going to pull back that curtain for you. We'll reveal the insidious weapons being used, and you might be surprised how close they are.
Very close.
We'll look at how these attacks are deployed globally, what this, you know, increasingly hostile environment means for your devices at home, and crucially, what's being done to fight back. So let's start with the scale, because it's truly beyond anything we've seen before. Our sources detail this recent incident. A European DDoS mitigation service.
Yeah, a company whose entire job is to stop these things.
Exactly. Engineered to withstand brutal attacks.
Yeah.
And they found themselves under an assault of, well, extraordinary proportions. It wasn't just big. It was like a digital tsunami.
Generating 1.5 billion packets per second.
1.5 billion packets per second. Try to wrap your head around that number. It's almost unfathomable. Billions of tiny data units hitting one target every single second.
Yeah, it firmly places it among the most devastating multi-billion packet DDoS attacks ever publicly documented. It's huge.
And it wasn't an isolated incident, was it? There was another big one just before that.
That's right. If we connect this to the bigger picture, these back-to-back incidents are more than just stats. They're a direct challenge, really, to the foundations of internet security. Just days before that European provider got hit with the 1.5 billion packets per second, Cloudflare, another giant in the space, they defended against an attack peaking at an astounding 11.5 terabits per second.
11.5 terabits.
Terabits. And 5.1 billion packets per second. So even bigger in terms of packets.
Wow. What does 11.5 terabits even look like?
Think about streaming, maybe. Over 5 million HD movies. All at the same time. That's the kind of volume we're talking about.
That's insane.
It is. And these numbers show that cyber criminals aren't just getting more sophisticated. They're now specifically going after the companies built to stop them.
The defenders becoming the targets.
Exactly. And the implications are severe, right? It forces these companies to test their own defenses under live fire. It can disrupt protection for all their clients.
Damages their reputation too, I imagine.
Massively. And it serves as this chilling demonstration of capability to everyone else. It makes you ask. If the protectors can be hit this hard, what about the rest of us?
That scale is just, eye-watering.
Mm-hmm.
And the implications are serious. But what's even more concerning, and I think this is where it gets really interesting for you, our listener, is how these attacks are being generated. Because it's not what you might picture. You know, you think supercomputers, secret hacker labs.
Right, some shattery server farm in a bunker somewhere.
Yeah.
But no, our sources confirm that's not it. Instead, the attackers basically weaponized everyday consumer tech, stuff millions of people use without a second thought.
Everyday tech, like what?
Well, things like Internet of Things, devices, IoT stuff in homes and businesses. You know, your smart thermostat, maybe a security camera.
Okay.
Also, microtik writers are pretty common with smaller ISPs and businesses. So unfortunately, they become targets if they're not updated.
Right.
And then there's just various customer premises equipment, CPE. That's basically any hardware on your end, like your home router or modem connecting you to your provider.
So devices that are just sitting there quietly doing their job in our homes, our offices.
Exactly. Turned into digital foot soldiers without the owners having any clue.
And this isn't just a local problem then. The scope. It's global.
Oh, absolutely. That European attack we mentioned, the malicious traffic came from more than 11,000 unique networks all over the world.
11,000 networks.
Yep. A truly international cyber assault. A global digital army of, well, unwitting participants.
That massive distribution must make it incredibly difficult to
trace, yeah. And even harder to block effectively. It's like trying to plug a million tiny leaks in a dam, each one coming from a different spot.
Wow. And the method they use, you had mentioned UDP flood.
Right, user datagram protocol flood. It's deceptively simple, but really effective. UDP is normally used for things like video streaming because it's fast. It doesn't need a formal connection handshake.
Okay.
Attackers exploit that. They just bombard the target with a huge volume of these connectionless packets. It eats up massive bandwidth and processing power on the target's end.
But doesn't require much from the attacker.
Exactly. It's like flooding a phone switchboard with millions of short, unanswered calls. Each call is tiny, but the sheer volume just overwhelms the whole system.
Okay, this raises a critical question then. Mm. How on earth did so many ordinary devices get roped into this? Without anyone noticing, it's not like people are clicking on malware for their smart fridge.
Precisely. It's usually not active user error. Attackers use automated tools, bots, basically, that constantly scan the internet. They're looking for devices with weak security.
Like default passwords.
Exactly. Default passwords that were never changed are a huge one. Or devices with known vulnerabilities that haven't been patched. You know, the manufacturer released a fix, but the owner just never installed it.
Happens all the time.
All the time. So once a device is compromised, it can be controlled remotely. It becomes part of a botnet, this network of hacked devices, and it just sits there silently waiting for instructions to launch an attack.
And the user wouldn't know.
Most wouldn't notice a thing. Your smart thermostat still adjusts the temperature. Your router still provides Wi-Fi. It's just doing a little extra malicious work in the background. No obvious slowdowns, usually.
So what does this all really mean for you, listening right now, and that smart speaker or home router you've got plugged in? Are there red flags or direct impacts you might see?
It's tricky because often there aren't obvious signs on the device itself.
Right. But when an attack does kick off using these devices, the defense side springs into action, doesn't it? It's this incredible real-time battle.
Oh, absolutely. Our sources detail how the moment that European attack started, sophisticated monitoring systems flagged it instantly. They knew what they were dealing with.
And then it's all hands on deck. Collaboration.
Yes. The targeted DDoS scrubbing provider, their whole job is filtering this stuff out. They worked closely with FastNetMon, a company known for high-performance DDoS detection, to launch immediate countermeasures.
So what do those countermeasures look like? Is it just like a big firewall?
It's more layered than that. Think of it like a multi-stage defense plan unfolding in milliseconds. First, they deploy access control lists, ACLs.
Okay, what are those?
They're basically detailed rule books on network routers. They filter traffic based on source, destination, type, trying to create immediate digital barriers against the obvious malicious flood.
Got it. Stage one.
Stage one. Then you have traffic analysis systems kicking in. These often use machine learning, behavioral analysis, trying to distinguish legitimate user requests from the attack packets so real traffic still gets through.
Ah, okay. That's clever.
And finally, load distribution networks help absorb and spread the attack across multiple points so no single system gets totally overwhelmed. It's this frantic, multi-pronged counterattack, often driven by AI making a lightning-fast decision.
With human engineers standing by, I assume?
Always. Ready to tweak the strategies as the attack evolves.
It sounds like a truly heroic effort from those defense teams.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It is.
But, I mean, despite these advanced defenses, the fact these attacks are happening at this scale, it really highlights this hidden vulnerability, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Often starting right in our own homes.
Exactly.
What's most troubling is how cyber criminals are exploiting devices most people just assume are safe. But the reality is, these IoT devices, many home routers, they often lack robust security features to begin with.
And they don't get updated regularly.
Right. Infrequent or even zero security updates. That makes them prime targets, just sitting ducks, really.
It's a critical point. The security challenges with consumer devices are multifaceted. It starts with those weak default passwords people just never change. That's a huge open door.
Still, after all this time.
Still. And unlike our phones or computers, which get regular updates, these IoT gadgets and routers might go years without a security patch. Plus, how would you even know if your device was compromised?
You wouldn't, usually.
Exactly. Most consumers have no way to tell if their smart plug is secretly part of a botnet. There are usually no obvious symptoms. So you have this vast attack surface, millions and millions of these devices, creating an almost endless supply of potential recruits for attackers.
It's easy to feel overwhelmed hearing that. A bit helpless, maybe. Your toaster is part of a cyber war.
Chuckles slightly. Yeah, it sounds absurd, but...
But there are clear reasons why this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And importantly, there are concrete steps being proposed and actually being taken to address it.
Right. And while complete prevention might be, well, extremely difficult, significantly reducing the effectiveness of these attacks, that's definitely possible with concerted effort.
So what are the experts saying? What's the path forward?
Well, cybersecurity experts are pretty unanimous. They're calling for immediate multi-level action. Pavel Odintsov, the founder of FastNetMon we mentioned, he really emphasizes that because these attacks are so massive and globally distributed, the intervention needs to happen higher up. At the internet service provider, the ISP level, not just relying on individual users.
See, ISPs need to step up.
That's a big part of it. We're seeing this call for a shift in shared responsibility. It's not just about better tech. It's about rethinking how the entire digital ecosystem protects itself.
Okay, so what does that look like practically?
Well, first, ISPs need better systems to detect and block outgoing attack traffic at the source. Stop compromised devices in their networks from even participating.
Filter it before it leaves their network. Makes sense.
Second, manufacturers really have to prioritize security from the design phase for IoT devices and routers. Things like automatic, mandatory updates. Stronger default passwords out of the box. Make security the default, not an afterthought.
That seems crucial.
Third, consumer education. Users need to be more aware of how devices can be compromised and the steps they can take. Turn people from potential victims into, you know, part of the defense.
Right. And finally,
industry collaboration. It's vital. Cybersecurity firms, ISPs, device makers, they all need to work together. Layered defense strategies that span the whole internet.
And the economic impact here. It's not trivial, is it?
No.
These attacks cost real money.
Oh, absolutely. It goes way beyond just technical headaches. These attacks erode trust in the digital economy. Even brief outages can cost businesses thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars per minute.
Per minute. Wow.
Yeah. Lost revenue, lost productivity. So businesses invest more in DDoS protection, infrastructure upgrades. Costs go up for everyone.
And cyber insurance.
Premiums are rising dramatically. Plus, the resources needed to recover after a major attack time, specialized expertise, is a significant drain too.
So, boiling it down, what does this mean for you listening, whether you're running a business or just managing your home Wi-Fi?
For businesses, the message is pretty clear. Invest in professional DDoS protection. Seriously. Use network monitoring tools. Keep security policies updated, including incident response plans.
And talk to your ISP.
Definitely. Work with ISPs that offer advanced traffic filtering, regular security checks by outside experts. Not a luxury anymore, it's a necessity.
Okay. And for home users, you said we're usually not legally liable, but...
Right. You're typically not legally on the hook if your device gets hacked and used in an attack. But there's maybe an ethical obligation to practice basic security hygiene.
So what should people look for? You said symptoms are rare.
They often are, but sometimes you might notice unusual network activity, maybe significantly slower internet, devices acting weirdly, but don't count on seeing signs.
So professional help might be needed even at home.
It can be really useful. Technicians can do security assessments, make sure devices have strong, unique passwords, update firmware, maybe set up monitoring tools, and just educate you on threats.
It's about recognizing that every single connected device, no matter how small, it's a piece of this giant network.
Exactly. And every piece, every node has a role in the overall security.
So what this all means for us as digital citizens is that we're all part of the solution. It's not just on the tech companies. It's on individual users securing their homes, businesses securing their operations, ISPs filtering traffic.
It's a shared collective responsibility. Securing the internet isn't just a tech challenge anymore.
We've covered a huge amount of ground today on the deep dive, from these escalating multi-billion packet D-device attacks threatening our digital foundations,
to the surprising, often invisible role our everyday devices play in these global conflicts.
These incidents are, well, a stark reminder of modern cyber sophistication. And they clearly show that defense needs a multi-layered collaborative approach. It's absolutely essential.
Mm-hmm.
So consider this as we wrap up. If the very infrastructure designed to protect us can become a primary target, and our own home devices can be unwittingly drafted as weapons in a global cyber war, what new frontiers of digital defense are we going to be forced to explore next? And maybe more fundamentally, what responsibility do we each hold in securing this vast interconnected network that, let's face it, shapes almost every aspect of our lives now?
That's the big question.
It's definitely something that should make us all look a little closer at those devices humming away quietly in our homes.